RPG Ticker, Episode 1. Greetings and welcome to a new episode of a new podcast we're tentatively calling VG Ticker. We're taking VG Tribune Roundtable and splitting it into two separate podcasts. One will be based on the news and the other will just be based on everything else that we talk about. This is actually the second time I'm recording this. The first time I recorded it with Roger and the recording didn't work, so I didn't have anything to publish. So I gotta say everything again, and this time I don't have Roger with me, while the first show is probably maybe 30, 40, 35 minutes in length, this will be significantly shorter. We'll just start with what happened today. Today is Thursday, September 13th. We had the Nintendo's Wii U preview event. It's currently going on in New York City, where our Will Thompson is on site, taking in all the information from there. He's probably got a game pad in his hand right now, trying out demos. But the first hour of it was a presentation that was live-streamed, so where everyone was able to see it. One thing that Nintendo did that surprised me with this presentation was they didn't do the Apple approach to presentations. They didn't first, Apple first brags about themselves. Then they brag about whatever new product they want to talk about. And then they talk about the price and release date. But Nintendo didn't do that. Instead, they just jumped right out and said that the release date for Wii U will be Sunday, November 18th, which is exactly where I had predicted back in the prediction show back in January. While I had predicted a $300 price point with the pack-in, I was just slightly off. There will be two SKUs. The first is at $299.99, which will be a white Wii U system with 8 gigs of internal storage, the console, the gamepad, then all the wires that comes with it, the sensor bar, AC adapter for the gamepad, AC adapter for the system, and an HDMI cable. They're calling that the basic set. For $349.99, they have the deluxe set, which is the system in black, which has 32 gigs of internal memory. Comes with everything that the basic set comes with. In addition, it comes with Nintendo Land as a pack-in, a Wii U console stand, so we can have it standing upright instead of laying down flat, so I can have my Wii and the Wii U standing up next to each other. And then it has two stands for the gamepad. One is just a stand, and the other is a charging cradle, kind of similar to the 3DS charging cradle. And as Roger mentioned in our first attempt of the show, is the having the gamepad stand is nice for something games like Pikmin 3, where you can play with the remote and uncheck, and then still have the gamepad in view to view your map. After they talked about that, they talked about some of their launch games. Okay, first they talked about Nintendo Land. It will be a total of 12 attractions, and the one they showed off during their presentation was Metroid Blast, which is based on the Battle Me demo from E3 2011. So they showed a co-op mode, so the person in the aircraft and the person on the ground was working together, doing whatever it was they were trying to do, and it sounds like it's a pretty long game. They said they were in about stage 8, which was around halfway through the game. Next, they talked about New Super Mario Bros. U, which they said would be a launch day release. They showed the squirrel suit, some of the different modes. There's a speed blast mode. I forget the exact name that they called it. But it's the levels is a self-scrolling level where the more coins you pick up, then the faster it goes. So you're trying to get then the fastest time, and then which can be shared with your Miiverse friends. Kind of similar to street passing in New Super Mario Bros. 2. They called it the speed rush mode. And it'll also have challenge levels where it'll have you, it gives you some achievements that you need to try to pull off on certain levels, things that you may not normally do in normal play. They say it could also help hone skills in certain situations to make you a better player overall. The hub world is actually one big interconnected world map, similar to Mario World, versus having separate screens for each level, like every other game has been. They showed a little bit about LEGO City Undercover. Don't have much information to say about that one. Other games announced. Okay, they brought some people from Platinum Games on to show that the games they're working on. People were expecting to see the Project P100 game that was shown at E3, but they didn't open with that. Instead, they opened with Bayonetta 2, which was thought to be a canceled game. It is now a Wii U exclusive that will be published by Nintendo. So that kind of got the Twitter blew up when the news came. A lot of people liked it. A lot of people didn't like that news. But so Bayonetta 2 is coming on Wii U. Then they showed Project P100 and had a little video trailer on that. The official name is now The Wonderful 101. It was kind of interesting how they showed that off. They showed The Wonderful 100 in the video, and then the last digit rotated from a 0 to a 1 like an odometer. And then the announcer says, "I knew we forgot someone. You!" I thought that was kind of clever. Then they also announced that Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate will be released in North America on both the Wii U and the 3DS, and it'll have shared save files between the two devices. I'm not much of a Monster Hunter fan, but Rogers went nuts over that. Then they had Activision on stage talking about their games. They talked about Skylanders Giants, the sequel to last year's Skylanders game, and ABC Wipeout 3, which I don't think anyone cares about, 007 Legends, and the Transformers Prime game. Those were all kind of in a video montage, and then after that, there's one more game, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, so they had that demoed on stage. And the graphics looked nice. It looked like something you'd see out of a PS3 or an Xbox, running at 60 frames a second. You know, it'll have the normal online play. It'll also have, you can play on the gamepad by itself, or you can play multiplayer, one on a gamepad, one with a Wiimote nunchuck on the big screen. So you can play two players either against each other or co-op without the need for a split screen. Between the first party and the third party games, they talked about the entertainment portion of what the Wii U was all about, that they mentioned a little bit at E3, but didn't get into much detail. We thought entertainment meant, yep, games are fun. They created a service called Nintendo TV, spelt TVII. With that, it lets you access, you know, your Netflix content, Hulu Plus content, and Amazon Video content, in addition to other live network television. There's three parts to Nintendo TV. One is the search to find something to watch. You put in your search criteria, and it'll automatically look through all of your subscription services, and you know, if it's check the TV guide to see if it's on now, and if it's available, it'll give you links, you know, buttons to push to turn it on. You know, all the menuing is done all on the gamepad, but when you watch a show, then the show comes up on the big screen. And then that was part two, is the menus are from the gamepad. And then part three is while you're watching the show on your big screen, you have other information given to you on the gamepad, along with being able to interact with other people watching the same show at the same time. Roger referred to this as the Microsoft Glass done right. I don't even remember what the official Microsoft name is. Okay, well, that all seems interesting. I'll probably check it out. Nintendo TV is definitely something I'll check into. That pretty much sums up everything that was given this morning. Again, the Wii U will be released on November 18th. $300 for an 8-gig white model and $350 for a 32-gig black model that comes with Nintendo Land. So, you know, that's the model that I'll be getting. And I imagine, especially with Skylanders is big with near field communication on the gamepad, the Wii U will probably be the one that Activision is trying to push. and Bayonetta 2 is an exclusive, and then with the Mario game at launch and Monster Hunter coming up, a lot of people will be wanting this system early, I would imagine. I would probably suggest pre-ordering it. Right now it's available to pre-order on GameStop. Amazon doesn't have links up yet, but when they do, I'll post an article with the pre-order links for that. Okay, so this has been an abridged version of VG Ticker Episode 1. I wish I didn't lose the full episode with Roger, because I thought that was a pretty good episode. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/VGTribune. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/VGTribune. Now, I'll start out having VG Ticker on the Roundtable feed, and probably for the first two or three episodes. Then eventually it'll get its own feed. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm Laffer2, LLAFFER2, and Roger is Roger's Base. Let us know what you think of this format, or if you have any other suggestions for the show, at tips@vgtribune.com. Yeah, this 30-minute episode has now turned into a 15-minute episode, which I imagine most new VG Tickers will be probably in a 15 to 20-minute range. You know, if I can get co-hosts to join me, if I do a solo cast, it'll probably be 10 minutes. But today we had a lot of information, so this was ended up being a longer show. Thanks for listening. We'll have another VG Tribune roundtable up probably next week, along with VG Tickers, whenever news has been released that's newsworthy, I guess. Okay, thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.